Sean McDonald, tell me about your exhibit at BioRhythm.
I'm here with a guy named Alex Hornbeck, and we've built something called Bob Moog's glasses. Bob Moog is the guy who invented the synthesizer, and what the exhibit does is to allow people to see electromagnetic energy. And so it's a little bit of data visualization, and it works with an instrument called a theremin that you play without touching it, and you play that instrument by manipulating electromagnetic energy with your body's energy. So when you walk up to the installation, you can see your energy, and then you mash a button, and it switches to a new mode where you can see the theremin's energy, and you can interact with it. And then the final stage is kind of like a video game, where you use the theremin as a controller. And once you find the right tone and the right visual range, you try to hold still and kind of reach a meditative state, become one with the energy of the universe, or as a lot of people joke, harness the power of the Force, kind of like in Star Wars.
Where did you get the idea for this?
Well, we've been doing variations of this for years. We work as volunteers with the Bob Moog Foundation. I'm actually the co-chair of the board of the Bob Moog Foundation, and we use music to teach science. So a lot of this technology is originally based on teaching these really abstract concepts to kids. You know, when you're 7 years old, the idea that waves exist and energy exists, even though you can't see, touch, taste, feel it, is a pretty powerful concept. And so for us, it's all about making it really easy to understand critical scientific concepts and also making it fun and artistic.
Great. And what can people expect when they come to BioRhythm and try out your exhibit?
They can expect to leave with a clear understanding that waves exist. And, you know, it's interesting, once you do it in this one little context, you start looking at stuff like your cell phone and your laptop and everything else and realize that waves are radiating from those devices too, and that the world around you is just filled with waves. And it's quite fun. And one other thing that people really like is it's a sort of multi-sensory experience, you know, where you touch and see and feel and hear and all this stuff. So that really appeals to a lot of people.
Great. I'm looking forward to trying it. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you're the blogger and